Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Totally. That's my issue. Okay. The lie in my heart is that I'm a failure. And so when I hear anytime my wife brings up a frustration, brings up maybe how she's been feeling, you know, within our marriage, what her experience has been like, she was being honest and saying, I'm not saying it's always been this way, but for right now, I'm just feeling lonely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the defensiveness is because you can't share those things because it makes me feel failed. So mm-hmm. How dare you bring up something negative about me? God, I don't want to feel that way. I mean, that's what I do when my wife brings up this stuff. My first instinct, my natural reaction, I think because of the lie that was written on my heart is to defend. And it was so vintage. I mean, I know this. And yet I still was committed for a good 20 minutes of giving her example after example. You know, I think, first of all, women work out their feelings through conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times my wife will make statements like that, and what she's needing to do is to process out loud and mm-hmm. really explore that and better understand it. And she may come to a completely different conclusion if I was able to talk to her in a way that was helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for me, any sniff, any whiff, any hint that I'm not doing it right, I go to a bad place. Versus when I'm able to step back in that moment and say, now, wait a minute, my value as a husband, who I am, my love, that all comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
And truth exists with God. When I'm able to do that, it helps. It frees me up a little bit more not to be so defensive. And then I'm actually able to just to listen and to ask some questions and try to really better understand it. I think the sacrifice for me, and again, if I could go back and have that same conversation over again, which we did later, but mm-hmm. if I could have done it right the first time, see, the sacrifice in that moment would have been me giving up my need to defend myself, to not feel misportrayed, to get her to understand all the things I have been doing. The sacrifice would have been giving that stuff up, and instead of me being understood, it would have been to understand her first.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.